with SRN News. I'm John Scott.
For if we live, we live unto the Lord, and we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's.
Scriptural prayer over the casket of former President Carter as the funeral service is underway. Jimmy Carter being honored with a funeral in the nation's capital and a later service in his Plains, Georgia hometown. Some of the speakers included Stephen Ford, reading remarks written by his father, former President Gerald Ford, before his death. Ted Mondale's reading remarks from his father, former Vice President Walter Mondale, before his death. Jason Carter, one of Jimmy Carter's grandsons, and President Biden. Firefighters continue to battle to get control of a series of major fires in the Los Angeles area that have killed five people and ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena. A number of structures have been destroyed, and that number is nearly 2,000 now. More than 425,000 customers statewide are without power. Also at SRNNews.com, a plea deal for the accused 9/11 mastermind unleashes a flood of mixed emotions among survivors.
Along with anger, hope, and uncertainty, there is relief, resignation, and a thirst for more answers about the financing and planning of the 2001 attacks. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is set to plead guilty at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba on Friday in exchange for a life sentence without parole. The Biden administration negotiated but then disavowed the deal and is asking a court to block it. Defense lawyers are fighting to retain the deal. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 108 points, but the Nasdaq composite down 10. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the March for Life.
It is set to take place on Friday, January 24th, here in Washington, D.C., and will be the third edition of the annual event since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say the march is more important than ever as the fight over abortion has moved to the states and is being fought out in courts all across the country. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are expected to gather on the National Mall and walk from there up to Capitol Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Human Rights Campaign continues to push corporate America to embrace the LGBT agenda, even as the country experiences a backlash against left-wing policies. The HRC beginning the new year with a call for businesses to establish anti-discrimination policies that encompass sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. The advocacy group also wants health benefits that cover same-sex spouses and sex change operations. This is SRN News. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota will introduce a bill that would authorize the president to purchase the Panama Canal and put it under U.S. control, an acquisition that President-elect Trump has been pushing over the last several weeks.
Johnson plans to introduce the Panama Canal Repurchase Act on Thursday. Johnson said in a statement, quote, America must project strength abroad. Owning and operating the Panama Canal might be an important step toward a stronger America and a more secure globe. The bill would authorize the president, in cooperation with the Secretary of State, to, quote, initiate and conduct negotiations with appropriate counterparts of the government of the Republic of Panama to reacquire the Panama Canal. The bill also directs the president to submit a report to Congress within 180 days of passage, quote, detailing the progress of the negotiations, as well as the potential challenges and anticipated outcomes. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.